This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah! That's me! That would be me. Hey, welcome to the program. It's a Friday. A good Friday. Really? Good Friday? As if we have bad ones? Come on. I mean, isn't every Friday kind of good, right? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a need to name it Good Friday? As opposed to what? Bad Friday? We don't have any bad Fridays. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week.
Yep.
Friday, come on. So, welcome. My name is Ray. That's Gully.
Hi.
It is our last show of this week.
It is.
And I want to apologize. I know most of you, majority of you are listening to the podcast. Or you're listening to the audio-only feed, or you're listening to us on Stitcher, on demand, whatever the case may be. But for those of you watching the show, I want to apologize. Yes, I have not shaved.
Terrible.
I am unshaven, and I look ridiculous. I look like a morbidly obese homeless person with this beard coming in.
Very gruff.
Don't I look horrible? I gotta shave this.
Got any change?
Pardon me. You gonna eat that garbage?
Spare some change.
You're not gonna throw that out, are you? there's still some backwash left in that beer. Can I have it? As soon as I get done with the show, I mean, as soon as I finish the show, I am shaving. The second I get done, I will be shaving my beard off. I look ridiculous. You know, you really can't, I could not fathom how, because I haven't looked at myself in the mirror today. My wife is probably leaving me as we speak, if she saw this. I look horrible. I'll have to check and make sure she's not sneaking luggage out. I look horrible.
Got a case under one arm and a
I think she and my daughter are already mad at me anyway.
Uh-oh.
Because this is why, all right? We got a lot of stuff going on, Michelle. I'll talk about it in a second, but let me get this out of the way. This is why I think they're mad at me. Because it's my daughter's spring break.
Mm-hmm.
So before spring break, we had all this stuff planned, Bella and I, all this stuff we were going to do. But she wanted to have her friends over and her cousin over. You know what I mean? I got pushed to the side, of course, as always is the case.
Okay.
Whenever push comes to shove, I always end up getting fooled into thinking that we're actually going to do stuff, and then she ends up, you know, wanting to hang with everybody else. So it happened again, right? But now that the week is ending, you know what I mean? Like, it's ending. Her spring break's coming to an end. She realized she hasn't done anything with her parents.
Ah.
So my wife, before her spring break, you know, we don't have enough money to go on vacation. But we did, my wife won some kind of free hotel thing.
Ooh.
She went to some, I don't know, some business open house thing. Or I don't know. She ended up winning a free night at this hotel.
Can't be bad.
So what we were going to do is, they wanted to go to the hotel, my wife and daughter and my niece, and they wanted to go swimming and then hang out at the hotel and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
And I said, you know, listen, what kind of TV they have this hotel? My wife said, well, my friend, you know, her friend Darcy or something has been to the hotel, and she said, well, the TVs are only 19 inches.
Oh.
So my wife's like, well, it's a 19-inch television. I'm like, what? What? What kind of bed is it? It's a queen-size bed. I'm like, what? A queen-size bed? You gotta be kidding me. So I come to the conclusion that I'm not going to go to the – I don't want to go to the hotel, okay?
Fair enough.
Because it's a 19-inch crappy TV. It's like an analog TV, I'm sure.
Oh. Might even be black and white.
Yeah, it might even be – who knows? It might be black and white and have pliers on it to change the channels. Like, it doesn't even have a remote.
A string.
I'll go back to when I was a kid. We actually had a TV when I was a kid. We had a television that had vice grips on it to change the channel, the channel changer, because my brother had broken off the knob. It was it was my grandparents' old television, okay? It was my grandparents' old television from like the 70s. I just answered the phone, and I'm getting this big echo, so I'm hanging up. Unless they – okay, they seem to have fixed it. Thank you. Yeah, so we had my grandparents' old television. And we had it for like 2 days. It was a really nice black and white TV, you know. I take it back. The TV was from the 60s. This was the 70s. And my brother – my brothers, the first day we get it, are climbing on it. And I'm like, you kidding me? Our whole life, like, when I was a kid, all right, we had a television. It was probably a 12-inch television. It was a little black and white television that had aluminum foil. This, honest to God, my father took a hanger from the closet with aluminum foil. All right.
Daddy, please take it to the right side. The TV's not getting in clear. Please move it to the right side. Please, Daddy. The cartoon is still on.
Thank you, Hillbilly Joe, for reenacting whatever kind of youth
you're reenacting. All right. I'm saying I remember those days.
All right. So he made this makeshift, these makeshift antennas with tinfoil. It was ridiculous.
I should do.
And just to get any kind of channel in, you had to twist the aluminum foil, the tin foil together, and the hangers. I mean, it was ridiculous. So that was my whole growing up. You know, when I was a real little kid. When my grandparents finally gave us that big black and white TV, oh, it was heavenly. And the first day, and so we go up to Chicago to get it, right? We drive all the way up to Chicago from where I lived in Gillespie to get this television.
Okay.
And then we come all the way back. Now, this is probably, you know, this is like 5 hours in a truck, a beat-up old truck, in which, by the way, we had to sit in the back of the truck holding on to the television.
Okay.
I'm going to get cut off, but give me my goddamn truck back, Ray.
Thank you, Joe. Joe's been drinking, by the way. Can you tell, Gully?
Yeah, just a little.
Joe's been drinking all day. He's going to interrupt every story now.
Yes.
No, Ray, I'm sorry, but you're talking about my family members. I'm sorry. I want my truck back.
The fact that we have similar family members is very disturbing to me.
Very scary thought, huh?
So
I told you guys, me and Ray's close friends.
All right, please let me finish. Let me finish. Excuse me, Otis.
I'm sorry, Ray. Go ahead.
Sorry, Otis, let me finish. So, we drive all the way to Chicago, sitting in the back of the truck, all right? And then we drive all the way back. And by the way, you know, I'm probably seven. You know, let me point this out. I'm 7 or 8 years old at this point. I'm very young. I'm in the back of a pickup truck driving 5 hours from Chicago, holding on to a TV. So we get it to my parents' house.
How old are you, Ray?
At the story, I'm probably 7 or 8 years old when it's going on. This is in the 70s.
And how big is this TV?
This was, I don't know, it was maybe whatever they were back then, maybe 20 inches or whatever. But it was
Holy
a far cry from the 12-inch TV that we had when we were growing up, well, before that. All right, so anyway.
Man.
So we get all the way down to Gillespie, okay, with this television. We set it up. First did we get it, my freaking brother's climbing on the television. I'm like, you gotta. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. We finally get something nice, and you're climbing on it. What's the big deal, man? What's the big deal? He's climbing on the television. So we got the TV maybe 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's climbing on top of jumping on the TV. So, like, the whole upper right-hand screen, of course, goes black. So now we've only got three-fourths of a picture, like a day into having the TV.
Ugh.
And then my brothers Rob and Bodine are fighting. And Bodine, the same jackass that was on the TV,
mm-hmm.
falls into the television and breaks the channel changer.
Quality.
I'm like, now we can't change the freaking channel? You got to be kidding me.
Is your brother still living?
So, my brother Rob is not, but my brother Bodine is. But his death had nothing to do with the TV.
Well, I'm very sorry.
It had nothing to do with the TV.
I was going to
please
go
let joke, me finish my story. Will you please let me finish my story?
I didn't mean to disrespect you. I'm sorry, Brian.
Let me finish.
My mic's off.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. He's interrupting.
Thanks,
Joe. Tell me he's interrupting. He's not helping. He's interrupting.
No, he's not helping at all.
So anyway, so, you know, 2-3 days into having a TV, 3-4, you know, a quarter of the screen doesn't work. It's black. Because what they did was they jumped on some tube or something, you know. And now the channel changer doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So we... So then what we had to do is we got vice grips. And we put vice grips on the little knob that was connected to the thing, you know. Or the knob uh-huh. was connected to this little metal piece that came out. So we put the vice grips. So when we wanted to change the channel, we had to go up and move the vice grips.
Man, did you quit telling them about my damn life story,
like,
right?
Hey, get the pliers and change the damn channel. And we didn't have a TV remote. We had Goose or Bodine. That's how we changed the channel.
Well,
Bodine, turn to the channel 11. So this is like, you know, this isn't even a week into having my grandparents' old TV, which to us mm-hmm. was a new. I mean, they got a new TV, so they gave us this old one. And this, I mean, you know, and it was a nice television for us, but for I think the rest of the world is probably old. This is why I like to go to my neighbor's house, where they had color TV and stuff, you know.
Oh yeah.
So, long story short, this television had to last us, and it was just crap, broken. Then another time they did something to where it was in permanent vertical hold mess or whatever.
Oh.
It was just you know. You had to watch stuff. Oh, it was terrible.
You know what? That was fun times, and because you can get high and get drunk.
Thank
and
you,
Joe. Going through, yeah, that was fun times.
So anyway, I think that it was that horrible growing up experience that made me, as an adult, so into having a nice television. Getting back to my original point of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife says, "Well, you know, we're not going there for TV. It's." Got a 19-inch TV. Oh, 19? Are you kidding me?
Not even.
I'm not going to go to some hotel. And so what I say is I go, sweetie, we have a gigantic California king-size bed and a 50-some-odd-inch screen in our house. Why would I want to go to some stupid hotel?
Do you need a camera man?
So now they are at the hotel, or they're going to the hotel now, all right?
Okay.
And they will be swimming and stuff in the hotel. And so they say, well, as soon as you're done with your show, why don't you come over to the hotel? I go, I'm not going to that stupid hotel. I'm not going to that stupid hotel. And I think they started getting mad at me.
Uh-oh.
Ray, is this a like a family reunion or what?
No. It's just my wife won a hotel certificate. And she wanted to take my daughter swimming and stuff, and that's fine. But
oh yeah, that's great, that's great.
But it'd be good. But listen, I like swimming. I do like going to the hotel. I like swimming with my daughter, but I also like swimming with my wife. My wife will put on, like, when we went to Corpus Christi, my wife put on a hot bikini. And we had this vacation, you know, a few years ago. She puts on this hot bikini, gets in the pool with me.
I'm shutting my mic off and taking off my headphones because I don't even want to hear that because I know.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. So part of the main reason that I like swimming is because, you know, my wife looks hot in the bikini and I get to get in the pool with her. And to get, she doesn't even have bathing. I said, are you going swimming? She goes, no, I'm just going to watch from the. She goes, no, I'm just going to sit on the side of the pool. I'm like, so you're not even going to go swimming? I'm like, so let me get this right. I'm going to have to go to this hotel that has a 19-inch TV and a bed smaller than the one I have at home. The highlight of my day is to sit next to some pool where I can't even look at my wife in a bathing suit because she's fully dressed. And if I'm lucky, my daughter will get tired swimming early. We can go home and sleep in our regular bed and watch TV.
That might get you into trouble.
Or I could just stay here.
Okay, wait a minute. Goal, so needless to say,
I suggested that maybe I'll stay here. And that's how I got in trouble.
I think that would be a great deal. It's a family timeout.
Thank you, Joe.
You don't have to pay for it. That'd be a family timeout.
Joe, please stop making my wife's point, okay? Please.
No, I'm not making her point.
You are making her point.
Well, you know, I'm trying to be nice, okay? I'm just trying at the family point. That would be great because that only makes extra 2 points for you, Mr.
Lytle.
For when you're ready to do whatever you want, you go, hey, remember,
I went this, blah, blah, blah.
Anyway.
So now she's texting me, telling me stuff like, they have food here.
And I wish you was here in your bikini, you big boy.
She goes, they're having food here between 5:30 and 7. Like trying to talk me into coming by. They're having, including chili.
What's the place would be there and need your food for you?
So she wants me to go. So they still want me to go after the show.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest, I think you should.
I think somebody else should go. I think that my wife should have stayed home with me and somebody else should have gone with my daughter to go swimming. I could have had fun at home with my wife in our king size bed instead of sitting by poolside with a bunch of strangers at some hotel with a queen size bed.
As an alternative, though, you will be at home, so you get to sit there in your boxer shorts playing PS3 all night.
Yeah, no, but you know me. I'm going to get up, and I'll go to that stupid hotel.
Oh.
But you know what? On Bray's point of view, I mean, as a family member, as a married guy and have kids, I understand his point of view, and I also understand Deidre's point of view. You know, she's wanting him to come out and do that, and he's like me. I we're not like that. I don't like going out to places, you know, do this stuff. If you're going to spend the money, why not be at home? We can do the same thing. What we can do in a motel room.
The problem with me is, I don't know. It's a case of you know, my daughter always wanting to do things at her schedule.
That's the problem, and I
enjoy the fact that yes, you know you got to let your kid do what they do, but you know your kid also has to learn. Listen, if you want to do fun things, you got to do it at other people's schedule. You can't just do it at your schedule.
Right.
I cleared my whole week to hang out with my kid, and she could give a rat's ass about hanging out with me. Because she wanted to hang out with her friends and her cousins and everything. And then finally, when it's convenient for her, she expects you to drop everything. And then she gets mad because I was doing a show.
Exactly.
Why are you doing a show today? I thought you were going to go swimming, Daddy. Why are you doing a show? Like, I do a show every day. It's what we do. It's what I do. I do this show. We're getting ready to launch a big advertiser, or, you know, we're getting ready to launch a big thing to bring right. advertisers onto this show. I mean, this show is right. is my job, you know, for the most part.
I've been trying to sit there and teach my kids. You have to sit there. You can't, because you want to go out and have fun. Okay, no problem. You want your family, no problem. But when, you know, we're doing a business, if you want to go have more fun, we've got to take care of this business first and then go from there. I understand where you're going from. I know I'm saying it wrong, but I mean,
I believe you're really drunk.
Yeah, I don't think you understand what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I understand what Ray's saying.
I just don't know.
I don't know what he just said, but
I understand. On a business standpoint, you know what, Goalie? You don't understand what, on a business point. I understand what he's saying.
Bottom line is, I will probably have...
Is that he should be out there...
Thank you, no, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
I will give my bottom line. Thank you, Joe. Allow me to talk for myself.
I'm just saying... Well,
Joe. Please, let me talk for myself.
Just shut up for a minute,
yeah,
Joe.
Just, Joe, in other words, just be quiet for a couple minutes, okay?
Just shut up.
Stop talking.
Jesus Christ. Is that money for fifth? Son of a bitch has got to go. Damn, I was calling. I'm a good person. I'm in a good mood. I've got
really
some
can't
really
do it.
Good.
No, he can't stop. He cannot stop
Ray.
Talking.
And
right.
these simple bitches
he
coming
really
up.
He can't keep talking.
Get out of my way.
Okay, just be quiet.
Damn.
Go on, Joe. Shh.
No, I'm sorry, Mr.
Joe. Oh, Joe.
I bet you $5, Joe, you can't stay quiet for 5 minutes.
You bet me how much?
$5.
Wait a minute, he bet me how much?
I said $5.
$5 and I can't stay quiet for 5 minutes.
Yes. You already couldn't.
Starting when?
Starting now.
Saturday, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Do what, Mr. Lytle?
See, he already lost it. Unbelievable.
No, he was saying,
stop talking.
You're driving me insane. Can't you just be quiet?
So, bottom line, Gully, as soon as the show's over, I got to shave and then head on over to this pool. So,
you'll get brownie points, though.
Yeah. And the other thing is, my wife, you know, I know my wife didn't sleep last night. I know she got, the last two nights, I know she got zero sleep. I think she's going, she really is, and by the way, somebody has to look at this. I think one of the problems of this country is women do not get enough sleep. I honestly feel that. I really think that's a problem. But the last two nights, I bet my wife has gotten 4 hours of sleep total. Because...
Why?
Because these pets are insane in this house.
Kick them some of a bitch and pets or kill them and
thank
get them out
you,
of
Joe.
Here.
Thank you. It's just, there's a lot of reasons. She's working, and even it's my daughter's spring break, so it's like half the house is on vacation, and the other half, you know what I mean? It's very
tough.
I told you,
it's
right.
difficult because my wife is the one. She's working. So anyway, she's probably sitting at this pool, ready to fall asleep.
Yep.
Where's she at? I will go up there and watch.
I don't need you going anywhere near my family.
Right, now you know I will be nice. You know damn well I will sit there and watch your kid, and anybody sit there and splash water in her face, I will drag them out of the damn deal and beat the crap out of them and tell them to go out.
So,
now, come on. Now, you know I'll protect your family. And tell Deidre, go up there and get some sleep.
So as
tell
soon
Ray
as I get off
there,
the air, I'm going to shave. I'm going to shave, and then I think I'm going to go over and get in the pool. But the other reason I don't want to go in the pool is as I don't know if you guys can notice, but I...
You ain't fat, Ray.
No, well, yes, I'm very obese, but no. I also had a lot of gray hair mysteriously disappear. I get very gray in my temples. Gully, you see the camera, right? And you can't see it. My temples get very, very white. It's like
just, snowy mountaintops.
Just a line right here. I look like Reed Richards from the Fantastic Four.
He said snowy mountaintops and the Fantastic Four.
And I don't get it. I don't really get it anywhere else that much. You know what I mean? But I get gray hair right in here. And I mean, it's starting to get in other places, but it's not as bad as it is. Like, right, especially right here. Well, I just put a I put hair dye and fixed it. You know what I mean?
Just for men.
And if you look at my hair, you can tell that, you know what I mean? I got that gray that's usually there. And I'm on camera, and I don't, you know, I think it's obvious.
Right.
You can see my beard right now. I've got little patches of gray in my beard. You can tell it's coming in. But I got rid of it on my temples. So
wait, can I ask you something?
What happens is, Joe, you can't.
I mean,
Joe,
honestly,
please,
may I please?
Let me finish my story.
Can I ask you something? God.
Please, Joe, let me finish my thought.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Joe.
But I'm
so anyway,
right here.
Let me finish my... Please, let me finish my thought.
Let
me stop talking.
Then...
So I just put in... I just put in hair dye. So the other reason I don't want to go in the pool is, you know, I don't want to get, like, chlorine water and stuff. I don't know how it works. If I should be swimming in a pool... After I just put stuff in my hair, you know?
No, you don't want to do that. If you just dyed your hair, you do not want to get in chlorine water. No. I'm being honest with you.
Thank you, Joe.
Talk to Kitty on that
one.
Trust me. Yeah, you don't want it.
Well, I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to go through it again. I just dyed it. It's a pain.
But I mean, honestly, man to man, family to family, with getting gray hair and gray hair, why do you dye your hair?
Because I don't like the way it comes. When my whole head, listen, I've said this before. When I get gray all over my whole head, then I think I'll look good when I'm salt and peppery.
Okay.
But
the way I get it now is it's in
my temple. I get it. There's like a line. I look like a skunk. It's very weird. There's a line. I mean, Gully, you've seen pictures of me, right? There's a line in my temple that they get it on both sides. I get it in my temple, and I get just a little bit on the top. Now, when my whole head gets it, I think I'll look good. But now, I look like there's just little patches. It looks ridiculous.
Distinguished.
Okay.
Well, you look distinguished.
Have you ever seen George Clooney? When George Clooney lets his gray hair go out, it looks good because he's got it all over. It's kind of all over the place. It's patched, you know. It's not patches. Mine's all, like, part of my hair is still jet black. And then they'll be gray, and then they'll be, it looks ridiculous.
So that's why you
dye
your...
And then I my fear is I'll eventually look like a soccer ball or something. I want to...
Like a chessboard?
Yeah, I want to get it to where it's either all salt and peppery, you know, and then I'll leave
the damn hair.
So that's why I dye it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I mean, man to man, husband to husband, family.
Why are you even in this conversation? Why are you interrupting the conversation?
Why am I in this conversation?
Because you're supposed to be doing current events quiz in about 10 minutes. Why are you even talking now?
Don't talk, Joe.
You know what? The reason why I'm asking is because, unlike you, Ray, I don't... Well, not yet, but...
Nearly.
Give me another beer. If you hear me call my kids, yes, then I'll be getting buzzed. But anyway, I'm like you, Ray. I've got a lot of gray hair. I'm not going to dye my hair.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Well done, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
But the only reason why...
Oh, yeah.
I called in this afternoon. It's for two reasons. It's Thursday. Well, it's Friday. It's
right.
One
you
day
missed yesterday. We had the quiz ready to go yesterday, and you missed.
And you know what? This is why I was going to explain. This is why I called in tonight, because I was going to explain why I didn't call in yesterday.
So I'll let
you do whatever you got to do, and then we'll go from there. Because, goalie, trust me. You're going to make fun of me. You're going to make fun of Kitty. Right. You're going to make fun of Kitty. And,
Why are we going to make fun of your wife?
Yeah, we might actually be nice to you.
We have no...
Trust me, you're going to make fun of her. And she's not even here, but you're going to make fun of her.
Sounds interesting, Joe. I told you that.
It's really, this week has been great to an extent, but then to an extent, I mean, like,
okay.
So did that make any sense to you, Ryan?
No, nothing that he said has made. He's
he really hasn't.
He's done nothing but try to you know, this show is basically right, me telling stories. And he has been interrupting every story that I've told.
He's actually throwing out random words in different successions.
You've only
and
told
none of it makes
two damn
sense.
Stories in the past 2 hours.
Because I
Come
can't
on.
Finish a story with you yapping.
Quit your jibber jabbering.
Okay, I'm sorry. I showed up.
Let's see how long it takes.
I don't give a rat's ass what you talk about, you dumbass. It's Ray Lottery.
He can't stop talking.
He really can't.
MT you know, right? I love stories. You, and I love calling in your show. I don't call in too much anymore because I got stuff to do, but I love it. And goalie, I love you. You know what? You just moved. You know what? Honestly, today you moved up in my standards. You're above that wannabe fat little son of a bitch called. Let's see, what is he called?
I don't know.
He has friends down two houses down from me who's moving out. who is that? VG. Vanilla Gorilla.
Vanilla Gorilla's
not here.
You moved
up, buddy. You moved up.
Well, I feel very privileged. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You are, but you know what? Nobody's going to be above Mr. Ray Lytle. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
I can feel my blood pressure rising, you know.
I know.
I can feel it.
Oh, you ain't seen my deal. If I went into the hospital right now, that'd put me in because my blood pressure is so damn high, it's not even funny.
Well, I find it hard to believe with as much booze as you've been drinking, I imagine.
No,
you seem kind of loose.
So high,
you seem kind of loose.
My kid even sat there and said, Dad, why is your face so red? Don't even worry about it. I'm fine.
You're 2 sips away from comatose, Joe, I'll be honest. You really do sound wasted.
He does sound like he's been drinking nonstop for about 12 hours, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's had a really good
Friday. Hey, right. Let me call you right back real quick. Okay, my landlord's here, so let me give you a
please.
Call back.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Oh. He's out of control.
Yep.
He's out of control.
I think I've got an aneurysm.
You know what? I'm ready for it. We probably should just go to the current events quiz as soon as he comes back and get it over with. So he'll leave us alone.
Yeah, because it's gonna get worse. As the time progresses, he will get worse.
Every story I try to tell, yep, it's just him being, as they're saying in the chat room, unintelligible screaming phrase.
So when you're out with him in a bar and he's really drunk, is he that one that gets
horrible.
You in the corner and gives you advice all the time?
Terrible to go drinking with.
Oh,
I mean fun, but terrible. I've been with him before. It's a terrible thing. So anyway, as soon as we get done with the show, I think I'm going to shave and then head on over to this hotel and hang out. You know, be a good dad and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's why they're mad at me, because I wouldn't go. And I'm like, well, Susan, let me do the show. You know, I got to do the show, and then I'll...
Well, I was invited tomorrow night to watch the heavyweight boxing champion, the UK champion, fighting me brothers. But my girlfriend doesn't get down until 6 p.m. tomorrow night, so, and she's not well, so I'm going to cancel that and, you know, do
so
the manly duty.
So your girlfriend is sick, but she's coming to town anyway?
Yeah, I'm well happy, so...
I hope she gets rid of her illness before, you know.
I'm sure I can make her feel better.
Well, give it to everybody on the train. We have, my mother is, I don't know, she has this Easter obsession every year.
Mm-hmm.
She's Easter obsessed. Easter was never a big holiday for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like go to church, then you go home and watch sports or whatever. It was never a big deal.
No.
We'd go to my grandmother. We'd go to my grandpa and Grandma Lytle's when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We'd go eat there, but we'd watch, like, baseball. My grandpa was a big Cubs fan. A lot of time the Cubs are playing on Easter. They're not this year because for some reason the season doesn't start until after Easter, which I don't understand. But usually, you know, you watch the Cubs game and then you eat and then you go home. You know, that's how it always was.
Mm-hmm.
So as we've gotten older, though, Easter's become sort of just, you know, just another Sunday. Albeit a nice one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mother has gotten some kind of fascination with turning Easter into a huge holiday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the typical Easter for like someone in England is to like go to somewhere like Wales, waste money in an arcade on the gambling machines and stand in the rain eating rubbish sandwiches and then go home on the Sunday and eat chocolate.
So it's a nice vacation day. It's a vacation weekend for...
Yeah, people just go away, do stuff for a few days.
And it is around here. They usually have a spring break around it. And it's a nice mm-hmm. holiday. It's a nice family holiday. But my mother wants it to become bigger than what it is. It's usually like, you know, we usually just you have a nice little thing. Maybe we'll have a ham or whatever. And mm-hmm. my mother, she wants to cook. So she decides she wants to have a big gathering. For Easter. And then she decides she wants to do it at my house.
So she volunteered you for it?
Yes, so somehow we're now involved in it.
Uh-oh.
And she's telling me, well, I'm going to make this and this. You'd think there were 150 people coming to my house with the Easter celebration that she has planned.
Like a whole seven
household. She calls me and she starts to run down everything she has.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to make a ham. I'm thinking, okay, well, there you go, a ham. And going to make some barbacoa. I'm like, what? And going to make a lasagna. Like, what?
It's an interesting mix.
And so we're having like six different entrees.
As you do.
And we're going to have mashed potatoes and au gratin potatoes. And so we're having like four different types of potatoes. And
okay.
Bella wanted some macaroni and cheese. And I go, how many starches are we having at this celebration?
Talk about a bad stomach.
I'm telling you, no wonder I'm morbidly obese, and all my brothers are fat, too. I'm listening to her, and it's reminding me when I was young, you know, how she would do the same thing. And I'm like, is it really? I mean, we're having mashed potatoes, au gratin potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroni and cheese, some type of potato and something casserole.
Is that just the starters?
And lasagna. I'm like, oh my God. How much are we going to have? And then we're having, some type of a sandwich stuff, something with bread.
Jesus.
And then she starts talking about the desserts.
Oh.
Two different types of cheesecakes.
Oh,
another cake. Another cake that's like a strawberry shortcake. She wants to make an angel food cake, and then she wants to make a cake that looks like a bunny rabbit, and then she wants... I'm like, oh my God. They're going to have less food at the homeless shelter on Easter.
Yep, it's going to be a crisis.
She is planning on cooking so much food, okay? that she is bringing stuff over to my house on Saturday.
Wow.
She's cooking some stuff on Saturday and then bringing it to my house on Saturday to be stored until it is heated up before dinner on Sunday.
It sounds like a big task for eating, right? But so I'll tell you what, when can I get an invite?
I go to my wife, I go, how many people are coming over? I go, who does she invite? She goes, well, it's us. Yeah. And then, like, my niece and nephew, they can't come over. They're going to their other grandmother's house. My brother Bodine, he's going to Cincinnati to see his to see the baby that's in the hospital, and his wife and the other baby.
Okay.
My brother Foon and his wife, you know, their family, they can't even come over until like later in the afternoon because I think they're going to eat somewhere else.
So they're not going to be eating.
I'm like, wait a minute. So, right now, I got five people eating, you know, 300 pounds of food. And then my sister-in-law and my two nephews are coming up. So I think I've counted eight people that will be eating all of this food.
That's going to be one tough ask.
Dude.
That really is.
I'm serious.
The
last 3 days, my mother goes, I hope you're hungry.
just make sure you take the vein out of my leg now.
I go,
so
what?
She
goes,
operation
I hope you're hungry for Sunday. From the sounds of it, I should just stop eating now.
Just organize that quadruple bypass for Monday.
How in the hell am I? There's no way. I think I'll have a little ham.
It's not possible. Take a bit of each.
You can't, Gully. For God's sakes, you can't.
It's like a whole plateful.
Yeah, you can't. How you can't eat? You just can't have that much.
No.
I'll be honest. I've been craving lasagna for a long time.
Yeah, I like Italian food.
Yeah, so I will have. I think I'm going to have a lasagna.
Good choice.
So I think that's what I'm going to have is lasagna. But then she's going to want me to have potatoes. It's like, I'm sorry, you can't have mashed potatoes with lasagna. It just wouldn't work. It's a horrible combination.
Oh, yeah. That just sounds like clogging.
Mashed potatoes and lasagna is just, that's just begging for some type of a heart disease, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So then, so I think I'm going to just have a lasagna and then, like my sister-in-law makes really good brownies. She'll bring up brownies or something. I'll have a brownie. But I just know my mother. That's not going to be enough for her. She's going to want me to shovel food. So, listen, the reason I'm telling this story is next week, look for me to be miserable next week because after eating this on Sunday, I know how I am. I'm going to want to go on a diet next week and eat and, like, just eat nothing for 2 weeks to sort of cleanse my body out. I'll just be drinking juice for the next 2 weeks. So look for me to be miserable.
Prunes and juice.
You know how I am after the holidays.
Ugh.
You've done the show long enough with me now to know that be prepared next week for me to be just on a major diet mode, not wanting to be social or anything.
And generally just pissed off.
Yeah, because I'll know that I can't eat because I have eaten so much on Sunday, but I want to eat, so I'll be miserable.
It's a vicious cycle,
but
which
still
I
drinking,
suffer from as
and
well.
I will be drinking diet soda throughout the
Oh, well, that makes a difference. Especially after them cakes.
So there you go. That's what's happening Sunday at my house. And somehow it's at my house.
Well, do you know, I mentioned...
And by the way, I bet my sister-in-law, Debbie, she brings booze. She always brings wine. Any kind of family gathering, she brings wine.
Maybe she just wants to be loaded
because
she just can't deal.
The women sit in the kitchen and they get ripped and they pour wine all over my dogs. Every holiday, one of my dogs ends up getting wine on them.
Now, if Joe was in the room, he'd be sucking the dog's
dry. Yeah, Joe would suck the wine off the dirty dogs. Yep. Joe would suck the alcohol off of the hair of the dog.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Joe would lick a dog's ass for a cold beer.
I'd like to test that theory.
Where is Joe? I'm ready to do the current events quiz.
How you doing, Mr. Ray?
How are you, Joe? Welcome back to the program. Are you ready for current events quiz?
Well, yes, but if it's okay with you, can I update everybody out there in the Never Never Land of my life story real quick?
Yes, go right ahead, Joe.
You're gonna love it, Ray.
Okay.
Okay, in the past week and a half, 2 weeks, doing great. Met another couple. Went out to their house the first night. Uh-huh. Kids doing it.
Wait, you went to the house and what?
We went out to their house, met them.
Yeah.
And everything. Kids got along good.
Oh, okay.
First time, you know, we were down in the basement, you know, with their bar and everything. Did great, you know, no problem. Nothing happened.
All right.
Okay. This actually yesterday, or a couple of days ago, we went out there. And everything, you know, hey, you know, great, cooked out last night, didn't get back till about 11 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I have subtitles, Ray?
I don't know. All right, yeah, so.
I'm sorry, do what, Mr.
No,
Goldie?
No, continue, please, no, just continue the story, just continue.
No, I was a little bit to answer his question.
No, just continue, just continue.
Okay, we did... You know, we went out there. They offered us to come out to their house, and they came picked us up. You know, because you know, Ray, I can't drive right now.
Right, because you
lost drunk. My
license. Because you told the judge, you would rather not drive the rest of your life rather than pay this fine.
No, to be honest with you, I'm getting my license back by the end of this month.
Congratulations.
So.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Okay, so you went over to the swinger friend's house again.
Yes, and
no
we
questions,
all had
Gully. Questions the only prolong. All right, go ahead.
And everything. Let's say, where do I want to put this?
You went to these people's house last night.
To make you sit there and make fun of us. That's what I'm trying to think of. And try to make it nice to where you can get it on your show.
All right, let me. So this couple came and picked you and your wife up. They brought you over to their house. Right,
well, a day before that happened, me and Kitty, woohoo! All I gotta say is woohoo. Actually, we were gonna do something with each other. I actually got to play with Kitty.
You and your wife actually had sex with your wife.
Makes a change?
Well,
because for those that have never listened to the show before, Joe is a swinger who talks men into coming over to his house and having sex with his wife.
As you do.
And he videotapes it. And then sells it on MissKittysPlayground.com, which is their website. Okay,
Not all the time.
All right. But Joe, and then a lot of time they meet other couples, and Joe thinks he's going to end up having sex with the woman in the couple. And then what happens is everybody does Joe's wife, and Joe has to sit in the corner and watch. As the other guy gets some, Joe's wife gets some, the other guy's wife gets some. Everybody gets laid but Joe.
Well, I'm sitting in a damn corner with about four beers in my hand.
This is what happened.
Sitting there
this is everybody gets laid but Joe. So what happened last night? Same thing?
Okay. We're not talking about last night. Last night we were all...
Well, whatever. What happened? What's the story?
A couple days ago, mm-hmm. You know. Right after we met this couple the first time, you know, I mean, they're a hot couple, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, hey, bub, let's try something different. I'm trying to think of how to do this to respect your show, Ray, okay?
You had her get a strap on?
Got the bed. You're looking at the bed. It's
no, that's Wednesday, right?
I'm looking at it is north and south. The bed is, okay. Right or wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
It's actually killing off my will to live right now, I'll be honest.
What's going on?
No, not do I.
Well, goalie, when I get done, trust me, you'll be like...
Okay, so please finish the story.
Jay.
Finish the story.
Okay. Yes, do.
The bed is north and south.
Okay.
Okay, in my house. And you know that. You see my house. It hasn't changed.
I've never seen your bedroom, thank God.
Luckily,
well, on camera, on cam. I've seen it on camera when we had Jimmy and Blind Grant in bed with you. Which is pretty funny.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, it has not changed.
Okay, all right. So what did you want to do different? You had your wife use a strap-on on you or something? Or
no, I had my wife to go over and flip the other way and have her head off the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And do... I'm trying to be nice to how to say, put my manhood, excuse me, in her mouth.
What in the hell? What has this show become?
Joe's belting hour.
Good Lord.
That's the first time I've ever did that, goalie, so sorry. Put my manhood in her mouth, and I went over and went for tuna.
All right, I don't even know what he's talking. Okay.
69.
Thank you, Joe. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm getting ready to tell you, damn it, if you shut up and he shuts up.
So the couple comes over or what?
No. This is just me and her.
I don't care.
I said this right before this last time we went over. I said, Bubba, bring your head over off the deal, off the bed. Let's try this, blah, 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 okay? All right, there we go.
What's he saying? Does anybody know?
I went over to go do 69. I pushed in. I went down.
Do you think it makes sense in his head?
I am so lost on this show.
I really don't know what the hell is going on.
I have no idea. A midget came out and punched you. I don't know, Joe.
Doug, you know what? You know what, to be honest with you?
She passed
gas. She actually had her tongue ripped completely from the bottom of her jaw.
What in the hell are you? I don't... What?
This is just bizarre.
I don't understand any of this story.
So she was talking.
No, it's not a story, right?
Your
it's
wife's
not a story.
Tongue.
If Sarah, she would tell you, I went and took my little ranky wanky, pushed in to go down. When I went down on her, she yelled, and it ripped her whole tongue up underneath, and ripped it completely.
Are you sure it wasn't
right,
when she was winning you?
Long story short. In a freak
sexual
act, your lover, Bubba.
No, it was not my lover, Bubba. It was me. It was me, my big monster.
No, I'm saying that your wife, you call Bubba, you call her Bubba, yes? That is her nickname, Bubba.
Yes.
While
I do call her Bubba.
While Bubba was committing a sexual act upon you, a tongue ring accident happened.
No, it wasn't a tongue ring. I know
and
that.
Her tongue was ripped.
Her tongue up and big monster hit the bottom of it. She couldn't have put her damn tongue up.
So I take it that's what you call it, big monster.
So what happened? What happened to her tongue?
He's got high hopes if he calls it that.
Well, I just put it this way. I think she should have went to the hospital, but she didn't.
It
ripped it so far you could put your pinky up underneath your tongue ring, or actually up underneath your tongue, and tickle her booty.
Yeah, she should probably go to the hospital if she has a rip in her tongue. That's probably...
It's quite dangerous.
That might be it.
I know that. She won't do it because she don't want to miss work.
I'm glad that your monster left a dent that you could put a pinky through.
I'm trying to say nice words, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe. You're so well endowed.
But all I'm going to sit there and say is...
I'm not sure it was fellatio. Yeah. I think you might be.
You know, Gully... I try not to comment because I don't want to prolong this pain of this story anymore.
I love poking the fun.
I think it's fun. That is, and then also, Ray, guess what? We're getting out of all our debt and everything.
Congratulations. And we're
really good.
So you haven't swung with this couple?
No, we really haven't. We really haven't, Ray.
All right, we're good. Can we get to the current events quiz, please? Let's get right to it.
I'm going to work on it. If they can let me do a show from their play.
That'd be great.
All super. Righty.
And record it. I don't record my shows, but I'm going to record it.
All righty.
Okay, so I'm talking now.
Let's get to the current events quiz.
A current event? Yes. I'm ready for it.
Okay, now we start throwing up.
All righty. And it's time for current events quiz.
I have too many beers in my system.
All right, Joe. Here we go, buddy. Congratulations. We have some questions for you. 5 questions as always. Actually, we'll do 6 questions, all right? 6 questions.
All right, can I get a second?
All current event. This is what anyone who reads newspapers, watches television, or pays attention to what's happening around the United States of America and this planet we call Earth. People should know about all of these things, all right?
Okay.
We call the current events quiz. Joe, question number one.
Yes.
Question number one. President Obama took an unscheduled secret trip to a foreign land over last weekend.
Oh,
Joe.
Man.
Joe, where did President Obama go? Where did he go? Joe, I need an answer now.
Oh, I was waiting until you said that.
Where did he go? Where did he go? What country did he go to? Where did he go?
I'm afraid we'll have to rush you, Joe.
Where did he go?
Good or bad?
Where did he go, Joe?
I think that country with all of them that sat there and do it, that sat there and got blamed for everything, I say Africa.
He went to Africa. To where? To what country?
Africa.
All right. For starters, Africa's a continent. Damn it! Yeah. The country was Afghanistan, Joe. Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, I was close.
Not really.
No, you weren't close.
Enough. Africa, no. Afghanistan, Africa. Okay.
Question number two, Joe.
I was close.
Question number two, Joe. We're all talking about it. This weekend's a big Final Four basketball championships. We're excited. The Final Four has been released. Joe, name at least 2 of the Final Four teams. Once again, name at least two. Of the Final Four teams, if you can, Joe.
Can you give me 5 minutes on that?
Go ahead. You got 10 seconds. Hit me. Name at least 2 of the Final Four teams.
Lioni and come on, that dumbass. Southern Illinois.
Actually, both of those teams didn't even make the tournament.
I knew a line I didn't, but that's only.
We would have accepted Duke.
Duke. What the hell are they doing in there? They suck.
No, they're probably one of the most storied basketball franchises ever, actually, Joe.
Aren't they always in it?
Yes, they are pretty much always in it. We would have accepted Duke or Butler. Are you aware of Butler?
That's my wife's mom's name.
All right.
Butler.
Thanks for that.
Michigan State.
Woo-hoo. Ew!
Are you aware of Michigan State? Or
I should have called my sports show before sports guy before I sat there and called you. God damn it!
Or West Virginia would have accepted any of those four, Joe.
West Virginia? No, West Virginia's not in there.
Yeah, they are.
They
Joe.
Lost. They lost.
Nope, they won. Those are your final four, Joe. Question number three. Which famous celebrity husband checked into rehab this week, Joe? Joe, name the famous celebrity husband that checked into rehab. What famous
celebrity? Gonna have to rush you.
Yeah, Joe, who checked into rehab?
I know the guy. I can't think of his name, but he's the one. He's been on every deal. Oh, Jesus Christ, come on.
I need an answer.
Thank you.
I need an answer.
Hey, he's the one with the motorcycle guy.
Sorry. Joe, the answer is Jesse James.
Yes.
Jesse
well,
James.
Well, I said the motorcycle guy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We can't accept the motorcycle guy. All right, current events quiz, continue. In what country did female suicide bomber strike? In which country did female suicide bomber strike? Making top of the news, bro. What country had female suicide bombers striking? Once again, one of the countries in the world had female suicide bombers. What country was it, Joe?
Illinois.
Oh. Just at least try and make one that sounds convincing.
I'm being honest. Yeah, man, it was Illinois.
Illinois is a state, not a country. And it was Russia. Sorry, Joe.
Russia? Oh. What? Yeah.
Oh. Joe. Another question.
They make fog.
Joe, this is from yesterday. This was all over the news yesterday. What famous television star?
On TV yesterday?
What famous... What very famous and highly paid television star proclaimed that he is quitting his show? What famous television star says he's quitting his show that he stars in?
The Kardashians.
Shut up! Don't want to read that. Get up there!
Well, there's the anger stage.
Joe, you said the... You said the Kardashians.
Yeah. They want to quit the damn show because they're dumb.
I believe, honestly, I think that was actually an alien race that fought the Klingons on Star Trek.
No, it's not. You got the
You were thinking of the Kardashians.
Cable.
I think you were thinking of the Kardashians. And, by the way, it wasn't.
What the hell, it's the same damn thing.
It wasn't them.
They want to quit their damn shows, too.
It was actually Charlie Sheen.
No, it ain't. Yes. Charlie Sheen's crippled. So he can't even do a goddamn...
All right, and last but not least, Joe. Last but not least for the current events quiz this week.
God help us.
Last but not least. Current events quiz. Joe. Well... You've heard of sex scandals? This week, we had a...
My wife better not be in it.
We had a sex club scandal. Joe, some very famous people went to a sex club. A sex club. Name the group of people... Name the group of people that are involved in a sex club scandal. Who supposedly used company money to go to a sex club.
The Kardashians.
No, Joe, that was... They work at sex club.
My
wife's going to beat me up
Joe,
right now.
Joe, what group Kardashian. Of people? This is a group of people. No, this is a group of people. A group of people. What organization went to a sex club? What organization is embroiled in a sex club scandal?
It is If you don't like sex, get the hell out.
So that's an organization, is it, Joe?
Yes, actually it is.
What's the organization? What group of people? What political organization is embroiled today? is embroiled in a sex club scandal.
You don't like my guys? Get the hell out.
Right. So what is the political organization that is involved in the sex scandal?
Don't like my guys? Get the hell out.
I don't even know what
that
was.
I don't know what he said.
I don't even know how that was. But it's wrong. We're actually looking for the GOP, Joe, the good old GOP, the Republicans.
No, so they don't like don't like sex deals. Yeah. They don't.
The Republicans like sex. Yeah, Republicans
like sex.
Yeah, Republicans like everybody. Yeah, Republicans like sex.
They,
sure they
deny
do.
All that crap.
Sure, Republicans like sex.
See, there's proof that alcohol impairs judgment there.
Yeah.
Republicans
love sex. As long as they're the ones having
they
it.
They came over and have sex with me then.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're the first person they'll think of when they want mad sex.
Republicans like sex. They just unless it's gay sex. Probably gay sex.
No, that ain't fair. No.
Politicians with fetishes.
There you go.
First.
Right,
all right, Joe, I want to thank you.
Hotel room or something like that. With
Joe,
your wife
I want to thank you for being on. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Current Events Course with Hillbilly.
That's a record scoring 0 for Joe today.
0 out of 6.
And all I got to say is 2 words for you.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Kiss my goddamn ass.
Much more than 2
words. That was more than 2 words.
Definitely listen to the Will Otto Show.
All right.
Thanks. It just goes on.
Ladies and gentlemen, give him a hand. Hillbilly Joe. Thank you, Joe. Goodbye.
Bye, Joe.
Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
I'm actually blocking him so he can't go. He was out of control today.
So
I couldn't tell a story. I couldn't get. He was out of control. Gully, we still got to do not so true facts.
Oh, I don't know if I can cope.
we still have not so true facts. And he has taken up so much time with the show. And I like how he was trying to help me defend me for not wanting to go to the hotel by trying to make my wife's point.
Just totally useless.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
There's a lesson in that, kids. Don't drink.
Yeah, yeah. Children. I hope you're. I hope the children are listening. You're right. Seriously, that is.
That's a lesson,
Lord. He must. We've got to stop him.
Yeah, we need an intervention, but not right now because he's annoying.
Almighty. Okay. Let's get into one of my favorite segments that we do on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Love this segment. The Not So True.
Not So True Facts.
Yeah, Not So True Facts. Not So True Facts. I've got, I'll do just 5 of them today, Gully.
Okay.
To wrap up the show, Not So True Facts. Not So True Facts. Gully!
Yes.
Gully!
Yes.
It's a fact! Every time the Republicans vote down a social agenda bill, Limbaugh, Beck, and Hannity strip down to their underpants and have a tickle fight.
Not so true.
Gully! Gully! It is a fact that just like Darth Vader, inside every black man is a feeble old white dude. So lay off, racists.
Not so true facts.
It is a fact, Gully, that if there really were hot tub time machines, Tiger Woods would have purchased 3 of them. So he could continually go back in time when he was getting away with it.
Not so true facts.
This fact, Gully, is great on this Easter. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Hugh Hefner nicknamed his penis Jesus.
Nice.
That's because, thanks to Viagra, it is now able to rise from the dead.
Not so true.
And last but not least of Not So True Facts today, people, you heard wrong. Jay Leno, it is a fact, Jay Leno did not screw Conan O'Brien. He only gave him oral.
Not so true.
There you go. Not so true facts today on Chubby Ray Live. By the way, if you would like to take a shot at writing some not so true facts, go ahead and write some up. Write them up. Why don't you?
Joe has not drank any beer today. There's no beer.
Write up your not-so-true fact and send them on over to raylyle@hotmail.com. Just click email Ray on chubbyray.com webpage. And you also can help write not-so-true facts, like DC, who got one of his facts in today. Congratulations, DC, on the fine writing, my friend. What can I say, Gully? Been a hell of a show today.
Hey, it's gone really quick. Thankfully, Joe was here.
In spite of that drunk, annoying hillbilly, though.
Tried to ruin it all.
Who's on? Oh, good Lord. Hey, listen, have a happy Easter, my friend.
Happy
Easter. That's it for this show. We'll be back on Monday with another episode of Chubby Ray Live. And Vanilla Girl will be back as well. That's it for Hillbilly Joe and Gully. This is Ray saying so long. Say it, Gully.
Tati Bogle.
Tati Bogles, everybody. Have a great holiday weekend. Bye-bye.